Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Heroes died yesterday. Baseball lost Willie Mays and Pete Rose. I'm thinking about Rose's legacy and all the hits, and obviously the fact that he was a sensational player who bet on baseball and got himself banned. I wonder what Bruce Barnum, who's a baseball guy in his heart, the Portland State football coach, thinks about Pete Rose. What was your reaction when you heard Pete Rose, Charlie Hustle, died?
I didn't know he did. When did that happen?
Yesterday.
Jesus Christ. Seriously?
Wow. Yes.
Mr. Hustle. Rocky Bridges, my college roommate's father, we've talked about him, I think, Edward Lamar.
Yeah.
He was coaching, and they were coaching against the Red. Rose was a player coach, and he's the one who gave the lineup card to Rocky, and it was signed by Pete Rose. I still have it. I got it home in the autograph area.
Oh, you have an autograph?
Wow.
You have an autograph area at home?
Well, it's in a room. It's all in the same room. It's not an area. It's a room.
You have like a mini Hall of Fame yourself at your house.
Well, there's some autographs in there. What I used to do when I was a coordinator, if you work for me, we don't take you serious at the table. Because, you know, I'm dealing with all coaches and sports guys. They've been around people. We don't take you serious at the table or any of your ideas until you produce an autographed piece of memorabilia. You know, I got some pretty good ones. One guy, Joe Borich, was one of my favorites. Joe Borich was a ball boy for the Utah Jazz for 18 years. And he was friends with Stockton and Malone. Malone had him up to his birthday parties on the hill there in Salt Lake. And Stockton called us when his kid wanted to play college football. Anyway, he got me the trainer. He called the trainer, and it's one of those guys who are still playing. They talked to him, and they signed it's a beautiful ball. It's got like painted panels on it, and it's signed by Stockton and Malone. Anyway, that's one of the good ones. There's a lot down there.
All right, so help me out with it. So, let's say you got a young assistant coach. You won't take any ideas until they pay a tax by producing an autographed piece of memorabilia.
Well, I've gone away from it a little bit as a head coach, you know. But
yeah.
As a coordinator, that's what I did. But I will say, in fact, it's right here. I've got a signed card right now that one of my coaches gave me this year. His dad's the coach of the Bees, Salt Lake City, AAA. Mm. And I have Mike Socha card right here. He happened to pay up his taxes, so we're listening to him very seriously right now. He got me a ball by Torrey Hunter, you know. Mm. So he's in. I mean, he's sitting at the table.
How do you verify that? What's to keep a guy from just signing Torrey Hunter and producing this baseball?
His dad knows him. I'm not selling these, you know.
I know, but you got to verify, like, some Yahoo's not in the parking lot signing Babe Ruth and bringing you the baseball, you know.
Yeah, but this isn't, what's it called? What's the baseball cards that always had that beautiful sticker on them when they were certified?
Authenticated? Authenticated grading?
Yeah, but yeah. There was a card that had a cool sticker.
The hologram.
Anyway, no.
Yeah.
I don't care, you know, in my mind, this is authenticated, you know. Whether that's Mike Socha's autograph or not, I don't, you know, to me it doesn't matter. And then look at this one. I got one right here. This was I want to get this one framed because this was my favorite player, Jack Lambert, HOF 90.
Ooh,
now, this one has the sticker, okay? Beckett, that's what I was talking about.
Beckett authenticated.
Authentication,
yeah.
Verified. Now, how the hell do I know that's it? And somebody could have gone out and bought a Beckett sticker, you know? But it's
unlikely,
Lambert,
though.
58, you know? Yeah, but they'll do anything these days.
So take us back to that process when you're a coordinator. You know, everybody's got an idea of how they should game plan, or on offense, a play you should run, or this will work this week. Everybody's got a napkin where they've drawn up a scheme. How do you as a coordinator decide, you know, who you're going to ride and die with? Or, you know, if you're going to win a game, lose a game, are you doing it with your own stuff? Or how much are you taking that input?
Well, you know, first off, back to the getting authenticated to the table. There were some guys that were very sore losers, but they always seem to come up with something. No, the best example of what you just said, got to go with your gut. I was in a game as a coordinator. It was a defensive struggle, right, back and forth. The score was, I believe at this point, 7-7. It's in the fourth quarter. We're going in left to right, our hash, as a coordinator on the field. Okay, it is fourth down and inches, John, inches.
Okay.
Timeout. You know, there's big call, 7-7. Time's running out. My headphones at that point, deciding on what to do, sounded like the stock market opening day, you know what I mean? Everybody on the floor screaming, yelling, bells ringing. And I called Z into King Tight Right, which is for the football people out there, 21 personnel, move your receiver from the tight end side in motion, and backfield, two backs, one leaning towards or shaded towards the tight end, and one right behind the quarterback, one receiver out the other side. King Tight Right, Z into King Tight Right, flea flicker. And the headphones went blank, quiet, nothing. It was you could have heard 100 miles away, and it worked. We won the game, you know. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's like, you know, if you win, everybody loves you. If you lose, and you're the biggest dumbass in America. But you know, we won her on that call, and you know. But you got to go with your gut. Back to your question. You got to go with what you feel. You can listen. Information's power. But everything they called, in my mind, at that point, in those seconds, was what everybody was expecting. Think outside the box, win a game. Here we go.
I love that. I love getting into the idea of your how you call a game and what you trust. How much do you go on gut? How much do you go on analytics? We were talking about baseball, kind of making a correction. They're, you know, the Giants hire Buster Posey. They're going back to a baseball guy to lead their operation. You know, sometimes you see teams will hand the keys to, you know, some guy who's a data and analytics person. How much do you trust data and analytics versus what you feel during the game or in preparation?
You want honesty or you want me?
Honesty. Yeah, give me the honesty part. I like that better.
The latest analytics that I saw was successful, and something had to happen in Beantown, but what was his name? Epstein guy?
Yeah, Theo, yeah.
When he won the Red Sox World Series. Masterful. But in my game, and I think guys have tried it since then, overrated a little bit. You've got guys going for it in our game. Well, the analytics say if you go for it, you know, on fourth down, you're going to get it 50% of the time. Well, you're on the minus 20. Come on. Other things come into my mind. Their field position, how people are playing, but why give away points? Analytics can give away points in the game of football. I read them. We have them. They have this PFF deal I've talked to you about. Gives you. You talked about analytics. You can read anything you want. But information's power, but you better go with what you just saw practice for a week and your strengths. And in our game, in my mind, field position is one piece of that puzzle if you want to win the game.
Chris Barnum with us, Portland State football coach. It's been rough for you guys, but I think most people understand that you're playing a brutal football schedule. You're going to get an opportunity this, you know, coming weekend to play a home game against UC Davis. They again are a ranked team. They again are coming off a big win, as you know, they have proven themselves on the field. What do you see on film with UC Davis?
They have the top preseason offensive player in our conference, Lane Larrison. He's about 6'2", 210. tailback, does everything for him. He's good. He's not two, you know, or he called him Gentes from Boise.
Yeah, he is pretty good, by the way, against Washington State.
Was. Yes, you didn't believe me. Barn, I'm talking again, bullshit. I told you the Boise kid was legit.
He might have my Heisman vote right now.
All right, do you get one?
I got one.
I'm watching as much football as you. I shouldn't.
I'll take your
recommendation.
You produce a piece of memorabilia, I'll take your idea.
No, because you already owe me memorabilia. You asked me once, approximately 7 years, 3 months ago, do you read, Barnum? Because you didn't really know me. You know, hey,
yeah.
Do you read? I said, yeah. And he said, well, what's your favorite book? And I told you. You don't even remember. And he said, oh, I've got a copy. I'll give you one. So, no,
old
you're
man
not getting
in the
memorabilia.
Sea.
Yeah.
Old Man in the Sea.
Still waiting for that damn book. I mean, shit, you can read it in 2 hours. So I'm sitting here waiting. A lot of
all
bus
right.
rides. No book. Here we go. I'll just go to Powell.
All right. Back to UC Davis. What do you see on film? Yeah.
Offense. Laris, and they have quarterback leading the conference right now, but he doesn't throw the ball very far. It's screen city, you know. 2.9 seconds, that ball's gone. Talent. Front four on defense. Flip over. A lot of experience, whatever that is. They are. They're legit
seasoned
because of their season. Yes, and they run to the football. They play hard. They just came off a huge win, you know. So they're playing well. Idaho was down to their third quarterback. They threw three interceptions, but they're leading in interceptions. They got a lot of turnovers. On defense, so they're winning that battle. I think they're plus 13 or something ridiculous. Or they have 13. I don't know how many they've given away. Special teams are solid. You know, they try to return. They don't try to block on your punts. They work on their return game. So they're doing it right, you know. They're doing it right, and they've got some talent at two key positions, tailback and quarterback on offense, and they have a defense that runs the football. And a front that can nullify you at times.
Hmm. They're winning games on defense.
Are they?
Yeah.
Or me? I'm not.
Them.
Are
them.
They?
Are they winning?
No, their offense is getting enough points to get her done. But they're a well-rounded team. All three phases are playing well for them.
Yeah, I think... You know, look, I look at your schedule. Nobody in the country is playing this many ranked teams on your division, playing up and playing Boise State. They look like a playoff team. You know, they play this game against Washington State the other day. I was like, oh, you played them both. You know, you've got a brutal schedule. How do you psychologically keep yourself engaged? Because I know that you want to see results, but the fact of the matter is you haven't been able to see results because the competition's been brutal for you to this point.
It has, but you know, coming off this last game, rallied the troops again, did some things internal that are going to give us a hell of a chance this weekend, and working on them now. And I forgot the time. I ran up here to for your call. I'm usually up here with a different group of people on staff, but we're finding a way. We're going to put the kids in a position to win a game, you know, and see where the chips fly. I don't care what you rank. You had to play on Saturday. I've told you that. Is it a grind? Yeah. You know, and you start to hear when you get 0-4. Win a game, it takes away everything. Win anything that you're doing. Win something at work. Win, you know, an argument with somebody, and hey, you know, you're feeling great, all the negative disappeared. Right now we're dealing with some of that, but you know, teach them how to handle adversity for the next 40, not this 4. There's all kinds of ways to look at it, John, but right now I like how my team's acting, you know, but we got a season ahead of us. We're not done, so let's go.
Bruce Barnum, Portland State coach. All right. Go get your Pete Rose lineup card framed, and we will talk to you next week, and good luck on Saturday.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks for having us, John.
There he is, Bruce Barnum, the Portland State football coach. I've got tickets to this Saturday's Portland State football game is part of Camp Exceptional Day, so I've got a special ticket offer for individuals that would like to go to the game and see Portland State play with a discounted ticket price. If you're interested in that, I want you to do a couple of different things. You can go to Camp Exceptional, or excuse me, the Baldface Truth Foundation's Twitter account. You know, search Baldface Truth Foundation on Twitter or on Facebook. The link to those tickets will be available there. Anybody can buy those tickets. It's a discounted ticket. You can support the BFT Foundation. You can support Portland State football. That's for this Saturday's game at home against UC Davis. We'll take phone calls coming up, and more. Leave it here.